Connection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks and delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
As a matter of fact, you know, like I know, ain't nothing to guard your back. As far as the armor I've seen in the scripture, it's just to guard you for going forward. You turn around and run back, okay, you'll be in big trouble because you expose yourself. Tell somebody, no turning back. All right, I just want to establish that in order to really or truly walk in power, it takes positive and negative. It takes God's affirmation and the power of Holy Spirit and all that He brings and all the good, but it also takes your cross, your affliction, your opposition. I hear, that's all I hear. Well, it's true. And you know, tell somebody, don't be scared. God will not suffer anything to come against you that you can't bear. Now, you might not be able to bear what the person sitting next to you can bear. So God's not going to bring that to you. But where you are, He will bring enough or allow enough to sharpen you. And if you understand His ways, this was the problem with Israel. Israel knew of His acts. They knew what God could do, but they didn't know His ways. So when trouble came, they got mad with God. They got mad with their leaders. They got mad with one another. They got low self-esteem. They wanted to go back. They didn't understand that God was allowing them to be tested in order for them to be promoted. Tell somebody, this is the way. And when you get to that promised land, you will face giants. Hello, someone. But as we have preached down through the years, those giants are bread. They are bread for us. They're a meal. They will bring the nutrition that you need at this level. Manna won't suffice for you. You that are grown, get rid of them baby food jars in your cabinet. Ain't no babies in that house. Well, I like the carrots. You better get rid of that. Get you some real carrots. Listen, tonight, the Lord dropped something in my spirit this week concerning the power of your decree. The power of your decree. I think it's vital that we understand in this hour the power of our decree. All the armor given to a soldier, a warrior, for warfare, only one of the instruments was for moving forward. All the other were defensive. Of course, there were the shoes, but it was the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. The sword was for moving forward. Now, you could defend, you know, with the shield and all the other stuff, but you didn't have any sword. All you could do was block stuff. Anything the devil, okay, I'm cool. Yeah, but you ain't going nowhere. It's the sword, the two-edged sword that moves us forward, and that's the Word of God. Tell somebody, the Word must be in your mouth. Go with me to the book of Job. I want to read something here. And we're going to establish something. Everyone doesn't know, as much as it's been taught and preached. Well, let me say this way. We need to catch a revelation of this. This is really important. The importance of your words. But more than that, decrees and proclamations. some people think, oh, it's just, you know, I tried that and it didn't work for me. I'm going to show you tonight why it didn't work for you. Or it may not be working for you now, but I'll show you why. It's not merely just grabbing something, you know, grab it, you know, like I say, grab it and blab it, blab it and grab it. Or, you know, name it and claim it. It's much more to it than that. As we studied a bit Sunday, God never did anything without saying it first. And God said. And God said. And God said. So you know there's some significance, there's some value to the words that are being released. And for good or for evil, whether you're releasing the right words or the wrong words, you are causing an explosion in your life somewhere. All right? So we want to talk about the power of your decree. Now in Job chapter 22, starting at verse 21, the word of God says, acquaint now thyself with him and be at peace. Thereby good shall come unto you. Receive, I pray thee, the law from his mouth, and lay up his words in thine heart. If thou return to the Almighty, thou shalt be built up, thou shalt put away iniquity far from thy tabernacles. Then shalt thou lay up gold as dust, and the gold of Ophir as the stones of the brooks. Yea, the Almighty shall be thy defense, and thou shalt have plenty of silver. For then shalt thou have thy delight in the Almighty, and shalt lift up thy face unto God. Thou shalt make thy prayer unto him, and he shall hear thee. He shall hear thee, and thou shalt pay thy vows. Thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways. When men are cast down, then thou shalt say, there is lifting up, and he shall save the humble person. He shall deliver the island of the innocent, and it is delivered by the pureness of thine hands. Amen. Starting at verse 21, you see, there has to be a foundation from which we speak and operate. And the foundation must be the Word of God. There's such a powerful movement today in the kingdom and here in the earth realm, but it has to do with the Word and the Spirit. You know, many of us that have been around a little while, we can remember when all it was the Spirit moving. But let me say this, and I don't mean it in a cynical way, but the Spirit will move, but people will remain ignorant. They will be ignorant of God's ways. They just, you know, the Spirit moved. What did the preacher preach about? I don't know, but the Spirit moved. Child, we had a time, and the Spirit would move. Then the pendulum went to the other extreme where now it's just about teaching. It's just about the letter of the word. You know, and people just went on that. Didn't care about the presence of God or the Spirit of God, just the word. And both had value, but now God has combined the two, the Spirit and the word. That equates to transformation. That will transform us. You know, we don't just need to have a good time. When we have a good time in the presence of God, we need to leave with something. The presence of God and some, not only information, but revelation. See, revelation opens up the portal. Sometimes when you're plateauing, when life gets really boring and, you know, you'd like, it's just humdrum and routine and, you know, you're familiar with everything. You feel like giving up. You need a revelation. You need to see something you've not seen before. You need a motivation. You need something to light a fire up under you. You need God to show you something you didn't see, because God never gets boring. Ain't nothing boring about God, ever. But you can get caught up just by plateauing and getting caught up in the system of the world, which is contrary to us, get weak, and then become discouraged. One thing about Jesus, he never became discouraged. When he was faced with the greatest challenge in Gethsemane, he asked his disciples to pray with him. And as often as the way of God is, the Father put them to sleep. Listen, we talk about power, but there will be times where God will single you out. And let me say it this way. He'll tell you, this is between me and you. I'm not letting anybody else get involved. It might be a little short, little you know, time where you deal, but it's between you and why? He's your Father. He wants you to have direct relationship with him. There's no high priest we have to go to except Christ is the high priest, but I'm talking about him too. He wants you to be able to go directly to him, to have relationship with him. And yes, we have protocol in the church, you know, in this realm for the sake of order, you know, husbands and wives, for the sake of the fallen nature. That's what it was. Men and women were created equal. But God set an order after the fall. Boy, the amens really get scattered now. I ought to preach on marriage now. They got scattered. One was over there, one back there. Amen, amen. People get scared. But no, well, how many of we need help? Because in this battle zone, it's exactly what it is. It's a battle zone. And you need, or God needs, soldiers. Amen. He don't need them AWOL folk. He told Gideon had 32,000. I'll go. I'll fight. Then he said, tell everybody that's afraid, go home. 22,000. Bye. Tell me how it turns out, you know. I know we can win. He said, you still got too many for what I want to do. And the ultimate test was see how they lapped the water. What did they do with the water? What did they do with the word? See, the word is water. And the ones that lap in a certain way, he said, send them home because they're not handling the water. They're lapping like a dog. But the ones that watch with the water, the ones that are, you know, keen and discerning, set them aside. It was only 300 of them. God said, I'll do what I need to do with a smaller group of people. But these are going to be my soldiers. So looking at this portion of scripture here, you know, we often just read verse 28, which is a very powerful verse. Thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon your ways.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.